Indiana baseball put together a dominant win on Friday. The Hoosiers scored 13 runs in a 7-inning run rule win. Center fielder Cole Decker paced the Hoosiers with a 4-for-4 day, including a great bunt for a hit late in the game to load the bases with less than two outs. Sophomore Cooper Malamazian got the 100th hit of his college career in the contest. The media met with Decker, Malamazian, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the game.
Cole, just talk about today's execution, and particularly for you getting that bunt down.
Me and the coach has been working a lot, you know, just trying to, like, get my whole aspect of the game, like using my speed, getting the bunts down, especially down the first baseline, something I'm not really used to, and me and Mercer have been working at that for a while, so it was happy. I was glad to see that.
Cole, you guys jumped out to an early lead. What did you think about the offense early on just to kind of string through there and get the run rule win today?
Yeah, it's big time. You know, it saves arms, which is it's good, especially in a five-game week. It's always good to help out the pitchers and just give them room. And, the offense has been rolling recently, and we just got to keep it going.
Cole, you had three RBIs tonight, but also everyone on the offensive side recorded a hit. What does that say about the recent surge on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, it's all guys going at once. And, you know, when we have a complete lineup like that, there's no stoppers. It's a dangerous lineup, and we just got to keep doing it.
Here's for Cooper.
Cooper, you had your 100th hit tonight. Is that a milestone you knew was coming? Does that mean anything to you?
I saw something about it, but I didn't know in the moment. It's cool, but obviously got to focus on what's going forward and get more into this team. And you know, don't look at it too much, but just move on. It's a cool thing, but don't let it get to me.
Cooper, with kind of a non-conference series in the middle of Big Ten play, like, just what's your approach for the weekend? Obviously, winning is important, but is there also just like an additional focus on, you know, fundamentals, just like playing good baseball? Just kind of what's that approach? Is it any different than like a Big Ten series?
No, it's the same. I mean, it doesn't matter who your opponent is. They're a good team. And it's like playing another Big Ten team for us. So don't slow down at all. Just makes more momentum for us to win more games and keep doing it. But no, nothing changes at all. Same approach as it always could be.
As a team, you guys stole five bases today and on wild pitches as well. Is that a new focus to be more aggressive on the base paths recently?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we have a lot of speed this year, and that was something going into the year. I feel like we haven't done a good enough job at that, so we're definitely been focused on it recently, and it was good to see that.
Coach, in these three games, most recent games you've played, you guys haven't had a back-to-back inning where you haven't scored. So can you kind of talk about what this offense is accomplishing right now?
Yeah, the slug has really picked up. Guys are getting a lot better. But I think, like, the holistic offense has developed. I think today we were able to employ a lot of the things that we taught in the fall and the winter, where we wanted to be well-rounded. You know, we ran the bases really well today. I messed up on the one where I gave a delay steal and a fake bunt steal at the same time. So one guy did the fake bunt steal, one guy did the delay. Other than that, we were great on the bases. We got the push bunt down on the right side with the lefty, with left on left with Decker. Hit the ball the other way with two strikes. Just a really, really good offensive showing in total against a pitching staff that has good numbers. And so we're growing and developing, and you know, you're able to have a much more advanced conversation with the hitters now. You know, like for today, their starter talked about being into the front of the box and on the plate in the front of the box for the righties and more to the front of the box for the lefties. And you're able to take away the changeup and the off-speed stuff by taking the bottom of it out. Then you can just stay on fastball timing and hunt zones. And you know, earlier in the year, we tried to do that, and it was too much for guys to think about. Today, they're able to do it really quickly. And so from an offensive standpoint, when you have multiple tools and slugs part of it, you're instant offense, but also you're just so much pressure on guys. You get mistakes, and then we're able to do damage with them. I've just been really pleased to see the growth of the offense over the course of the year. And it allows us, again, I talk about it with Coach Myers at times, some of our young guys haven't had a chance to get in and pitch because we haven't extended games out like we would normally do. Well, we did it a couple times this week. English gets in there twice, has a really good week for him. So the offense helps the pitching. And so now you're able to add more guys to your mix. And so really pleased offensively and happy to help the pitching as well.
Coach, you touched on it a little bit, but you guys stole five bases today, advanced wild pitches, froze on line drives.
We did go back on a line.
Yeah, so yeah, that was what has changed, gotten better with the base running? Do you think tonight was maybe the best base running of the year?
It was the best base running I've had in a long time. We're faster, we're more athletic, we're built that way. It was, you know, in recruiting, we're intentional about it, so we tried to be that way. But and again, you know, Krause isn't from here, but most of our guys are from the Midwest, and it's just a different style. You're young and you're from the Midwest, so bunting's not typically part of the culture a ton. And then running the bases, the feel for that just takes time. So you have to give them, you have to give them the green light. We have to work. Coach Rutherford was maybe the best Steeler, best baseler I've ever seen. And so having him work with them really helps. But it just takes a lot of practice and a lot of time and a lot of film review and a lot of team. I'm sure they get sick and tired of looking at game notes review. It's like, golly, another game notes review. Well, that matters. That matters. And so you start stacking those things up, and then you find a weakness, and it doesn't always show up. You know, not every game is there an avenue for you to run the bases like that. But every now and then, once a week, once every 2 weeks, there's a game, there's a matchup where you can really take advantage. And then your base runners get on base. That's another part of it, too, is your runners got to get on. And then you can really kind of turn them loose. So, yeah, it was the best base running day we've had all year. And honestly, probably in a couple of years, we were able to turn guys loose. And we're athletic enough to do it. And we did. Jake went back on a line drive. God love him. We've been working on it. So he did. See how double play. And then we were able to capitalize that inning, too.
Coach. Oh, thank you. Obviously, Hogan returns tonight, two home runs in his first two at-bats of the game. Just what does it say about him as a player to just be able to jump in and contribute the same way he has offensively just prior to the stretch that he was out there?
I mean, if you look at him year over year, his growth is probably the most improved player on the team, maybe the most improved player in the league. He's smart. He's adaptable. He's confident. He's made some swing changes that have really helped him to be able to be more playable. He's moved his spot in the box, position in the box, which has allowed him to – he just is a really elite rotator, and so he's able to cover more of the plate to his pull side than most guys can without being exposed on the inside fastball. And so there's just not really anywhere to throw him. When his direction is right and his load is right, there's just not really anywhere to throw him. He's a very special and dynamic offensive player and a very smart player. His dad's a coach. His brothers play. It's just in his blood. You know, he just grew up doing it. And so it's really easy to talk to him about the style of play and the adaptations. And he's very, very gifted, and he's supremely confident. It's just a dangerous combination for a guy that can, you know, he's in the dugout, and you can talk to him. He can adjust between pitches. He can adjust between at-bats. He can move himself in the box to play the game differently. And he's a really special player. He's going to play for a long time.
Coach, you touched on Kellen a little bit. What, from your vantage point, was really working for him out there?
He was in the zone with three pitches. You know, fastball command, the cutter was really good, and then the curveball was a strike. He is a special, special talent, and he's going to be a great player here. We're just able to give him some length. He can catch his breath a little bit and then get extended out. That's the big thing. Those guys, they got to pitch, they got to play, and they got to feel confident when they're out there. Kudos to him. His growth year over year from his senior year of high school, he has a great high school program. But his year-over-year growth from last spring to this fall and now over the course of the spring, just he's going to be a great player. He's going to throw a ton of big innings for us. But, yeah, three pitches for a strike, fastball for a strike. When you have to respect all three, and the velo was down a little bit today just because he threw on Tuesday, which is great. Your velo is a little bit down. You have to really pitch now. You have to respect three pitches, and they're all three in the zone. It's just hard. And I loved about it is I love that he got homered because he got hit in the mouth. And he goes back and gets the next guy. That's the kind of toughness that you have to overcome. And I think that goes for our team. I think a little bit back to Carl's initial questions. I think our offensive growth is probably in part due to such a tough schedule early. We saw some of the best pitching in the country that the college baseball has to offer. And we saw it day after day, week after week. And you just become hardened to that. And that really slows the game down. Well, same thing for Callum. You see that many good players all the time. And then you start to get confident that you can compete at that level. And three pitches for a strike, he's quicker to the plate, he's attacking after he gets hit in the mouth. Just it did a great job.
Tony walked four batters, but he was able to kind of work through that. He pitched 4.4 in the third innings and only allowed 200 runs. So what can you say about him, and how does that shape up that look of the bullpen?
Well, you know, the game being run rule is a big deal. And then Tony going back out for another inning and a third after his 35-pitch inning was a huge deal, especially because we played so many games this week. Tony's carried us. we've won nearly all the games that Tony's pitched, or if we didn't win, it wasn't because Tony. It was because we didn't score enough runs or whatnot. But the reality is you're not going to be your best every weekend. It's just impossible to go 15, 16 starts and be your best every weekend. But even when you're not great, can you be competitive enough to give your team a chance to win? And can you get back out there and try to get us into the fifth inning so that we can cover those innings? It would have been really easy for him to throw in the towel and say, this isn't my day, have a big inning there in the whatever the second or third was, and blow up and give up four and come off the mound. And he didn't. He just stayed the course, got out of it, and I give up one run, goes back out to fourth, goes back out to fifth. He just covered up some of those innings where we were going to be exposed. And it's, that's what a Friday guy does. That's what he's the first one through the wall. He's through the wall for a reason. Tough, competitive, pitchable. Such a good example, set the tone. All the guys are juiced up and excited to play behind him. And, you know, it's a great feeling. He's the best Friday guy we've had in several years, where it's just every Friday you can roll him out and you know what you're going to get. And you don't have to move him around. You don't have to hide him. You just say you're going to on Friday and we're not moving it and we're just going to go play with him. You can't say enough. There's not enough descriptors for how awesome he's been for us. On the field and off the field, great family. Just he's the best, man. He's the best.
Indiana and Abilene continue the series Saturday at 4 p.m. Keep an eye on our social media or the live game blog for any more weather-related changes. See you at the BART.